Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations. Traditional music from Nigerian singer-songwriter Babatunde Olatunji from his Healing Rhythm Songs and Chants CD. That special song was entitled Nini, an invocation to Mother Earth. Babatunde wrote that prayer song on the 20th anniversary of Earth Day. I've had the privilege to get to know Mr. Olatunji before we pass into the spirit world from our participation at a special annual gathering known as the Prayer Vigil for the Earth. This ceremony occurs every Wate Baga Gishish moon, more commonly known as September. The Prayer Vigil takes place in the traditional homeland of the Piscataqua Indian Nation in what's now called Washington, D.C. The Prayer Vigil for the Earth, started by Native American elders, welcomes all peoples to share a sacred fire and prayers for the well-being of all life. There are many fine spiritual paths represented at the prayer vigil each year, and I encourage our worldwide listeners to visit the prayer vigil's website for further information. Their site is www.oneprayer.org. Once again, the prayer vigil for the earth website is www.oneprayer.org. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we share a conversation with my African friend, Matthew Owatoki. Matthew is here in Southwest Florida for an environmental internship in completion of his master's degree. We both share similar concerns about environmental protection and conservation-based rural development, very important needs in his country of Nigeria and throughout the Third World. I met Mr. Owatoki in an Earth Day event on the campus of Florida Gulf Coast University, where I lecture and serve on the Board of Advisors of Florida Gulf Coast University Center for Environment and Sustainability Education. Matthew was sitting at the information table of the Caloosahatchee River Citizens Association, the River Watch Conservation Organization he was working for. Yad Kiddushi Native Center has partnered with this fine group in previous campaigns to protect the region's watershed and coastal estuaries. I would like to now welcome Mr. Matthew Owatoki to Wolf Mountain Radio. I met this fine gentleman from what's now called Nigeria, and as listeners to my program know, I always use the term what is now called, say for example, what is now called Florida or what's now called America, because part of my educational efforts is trying to help listeners realize that a lot of the names of places in the world today are not the indigenous ancestral names, but are European American colonial terms. And when we use these terms, we disrespect not only the human beings and ancestors of people who have lived there, but equally have disrespect the animals and plants, the birds and fish, the nature, the relatives that we say, in my language, Kinawantakwasin, all of our relations. And so I'm mentioning this because my next question to my friend Matthew here is one that I'll use the English term on culture, because one of the most important priorities that this radio station tries to do and my radio program tries to do is promote people to be proud of who they are, not in an arrogant way, but to be willing to stand up and say, I am from this tribal nation, or I am from this particular place, and to honor the culture and traditions and language and history and ceremonies of where we come from. Because human beings are like trees. We're all different, and we all grow in different places. Together, we can learn from one another and be a healthy forest. So I want people to really appreciate my friend's words today. And I am very interested to know whether or not in Africa, is there still people in the rural villages especially the young people, who are willing and interested to carry on some of the cultural traditions and language and ceremonies, because this is a concern that we Native American people have, working very hard in our young generation to encourage them to have respect for traditional ways and not become too wrapped up in globalization.
It's an interesting question, and I believe Africa has a very large and interesting diversity, cultural diversity. I also know that when most Americans or people from developed world, Europe, when they travel to Africa, they tend to appreciate the culture of Africa because it's something very, very interesting. From the place I come from, it's a very rich culture. The culture that has to do with respect for elders, the culture that has to do with what we eat, the culture that has to do with how we dress. Even here in the diaspora, in America, wherever we find ourselves, you can identify an African by the way he dresses. He might have changed his nationality, but the culture still sticks there. You still see him at one point or the other dresses like an African. I mean, it's so glaring there. And when even there are even cases of people that are here, the Africans, they give birth to their kids here. At some point in time, they take back their children to Africa to learn the culture of Africa, because it's a very, very wonderful culture. And particularly, I'm proud to be an African because of the richness in the culture, the diversity. It's amazing. It's really, really wonderful. And I tell you that most young people, in spite of maybe the hardship or in spite of the poverty, they are still very happy. In fact, recently there was this release about the happiest people in the world. And Nigeria ranked first among the listing. Then you also have some other countries that are even not part of the developed world. Regardless of the fact that the poverty is there, regardless of the fact that there's enormous problem that tend to, prevent the needed growth and development, yet the people are happy. The development, the culture of the people, you can get into somewhere you don't know someone before, you get into places, you're there talking with people freely. You can get into a place and you may not have enough to give out, but because of that culture of hospitality, which has been deeply rooted in the people, in the minds of the people, it tends to, bring forth. I've had some of my European friends tell me, I went to Africa and I don't feel like coming back here. Yeah. Because the people were so hospitable. Yeah. I mean, that's the culture we're talking about. And you talk about religion, also, it's a cultural thing in Africa. People are so much, I would not say fanatical, but they're serious, that's the word. They're serious about their religion, commitment to what they believe in, to God, as it were. It's something that is, that I believe it's on good side, in Africa. You can be, the languages also are there. I know of people that even here, they try to teach their kids the local dialect because they feel it's important for their children to learn the dialect from where they came from, which is a thing of trying to keep the culture alive, that I see as a very, very a positive thing in terms of trying to imbibe the culture of most of these African countries. And I believe also that it's a thing that we cannot neglect. The younger generations, those back in the rural areas are there, they speak the language, because like in my country, Nigeria, we have a diversity in ethnicity. If I'm not making a mistake, over 200 ethnic groups with different languages. So that tells you the richness in the culture, which I believe is very, very good. Thank you.
Hey, way, yo, yoni ho, hey, ya. Hey, way, yo, yoni ho. Hey, way, yo, yoni ho, hey, ya. Hey, way, yo, yoni ho. Traditions and kept our condolence there. You spoke in Washington so our voices could be heard. And now we give back this love in our prayers and means our turn.
From Haudenosaunee Mohawk singer-songwriter Howard Lyons from his Sound of America record CD, Spirit Walk. The name of the song was Elder's Honor Song. My guest today on Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices is Mr. Matthew Owatoki. Mr. Owatoki is an African environmentalist interested in sustainable rural development. We are here on the campus of Florida Gulf Coast University participating in a Student Earth Day symposium. Matthew, my next question focuses on the issue of being a community activist with serious consequences when one speaks out for protecting the environment in advocating social economic justice. Early in our conversation, I mentioned one of my heroes, Ngoni tribesman Ken Sawawiwa, who was murdered trying to defend his people's homeland from further pollution as a direct result of Shell Oil Company's project with Nigeria's oil ministry. All across the globe, there are very courageous people who at great personal risk fight to defend Mother Earth and their traditional cultural lifeways. People like Brazilian rubber tapper Chico Mendes, Kenyan Greenbelt founder Wangari Maathai, the Chipko women of northern India fighting to stop logging, a Kalinga chief I knew, Mac Ling, who was thrown out of a Philippine government helicopter, and the Kalinga Apayao struggle to stop the Chico River Dam project. And here in North America, our American Indian political prisoner, Leonard Peltier, who continues to be incarcerated nearly 30 years for defending sacred lands from further desecration by the U.S. government. In 1992, I had the privilege to be a speaker at a conference entitled Earth Rights and Responsibilities, Human Rights and Environmental Protection. This international symposium at Yale Law School focused on persecution and intimidation of environmental activists all over the world. Myself and others provided testimony of threats, harassment, violence, and imprisonment that sadly are happening to many earth warriors around the world. I personally have been harassed for my activism both here in the United States and in the Third World, where many governments are very brutal towards those who work for environmental protection, social justice, and human rights. Matthew, what are your comments on this serious topic?
This problem is everywhere in the world. Africa, Europe, America. It's always good to stand for the truth. Truth is something you can buy with money. I mean, and no matter how long it takes, I believe the truth will stand out. No matter how they try to silence the truth, no matter how they try to persecute you for telling the truth, it may even be that you may pay with your life, but then the truth will definitely stand out. People will come to terms with that. They will definitely come to terms with that. You look at the case of Ken Sawawiwa. You look at the case of Martin Luther King. It's after they died. The world now remembered what they fought for, what they stood for. Right in their grave, they still had a voice, which I believe was a it's something that that's the greatest honor one can get. You may not be honored when you're on earth. It may be after you're gone. Then the work you've done will live after you. People keep talking about what you've done. It's quite unfortunate that most of this government, developing world, even in the developed world, there's this victimization of people. If they see that you're opposing the government, you're standing against what they're doing, then they try as much as possible to silence you. It may not be outright death, as it were, but they know. Is it that they sanction you? You have you're fired from the place of work, or some other things. I mean, come into terms or come into play. I mean, but no matter what, at that point, it may seem that you're suffering for what you believe in. It may seem you're suffering for the truth you stand for. It may take a long time, but I believe strongly that at the end of the day, it's something that will pay off. It's something that will definitely pay off. Nelson Mandela, it's a great man. He stood for the truth, and that cost him 27 years in prison. But what happened after the prison bar? He came out, he became the president, and his name is
ignites all over the world.
I'm telling you that everywhere Nelson Mandela, it rings a bell. Called him, it is old now, but already he had made an impact. He has impacted his generation. And people look forward to becoming another Nelson Mandela. Although he paid real price, 27 years in the Gulag is not a joke. And that's how so many other people too. The few that we have in the world that are standing for the truth, that have suffered for the truth, eventually I believe that no matter how long it takes, they will stand out. And people will come to terms that this was a man that fought for what he believed for, that stood for what he believed for, regardless of what happened, and he stood out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. spirits that came from heaven, that gathered round him when he died. And all the white folks talked about him. And Miss Coretta, she cried. Some have dreams and some see visions, but there are few who walk the talk. Martin, the light shone all around you as you led them through the dark. And they might kill one lonely preacher, but they will never kill the man. There is still the walk towards freedom. Footsteps of one black African. Stoned him down in Selma, locked him in a cell in Birmingham, just like a man he admired, born long ago in Bethlehem. He sent the call to all the people against the ways of the Ku Klux Klan. He gave his life for the children and for the future of a troubled land. And they might kill one lonely preacher, but they will never kill the man. There is still the walk towards freedom. Footsteps of one black African. They might kill one lonely preacher, but they will never kill the man. There is still the walk towards freedom. Footsteps of one black African. Mother
Black money slavery will offer the riches, a wealth of diamonds and of gold to fill the bowls and the coffers. Because my children hunger, we can abide no longer. We will abide no longer until this nation's a free land. Fighting in the spirit of Mandela. These white man's comforts spring from the tears of my mothers, extracted from my people's blood and sweat distilled, creating profits for others. Yet from this river of tears, a fighting prophet will appear. Oh, a strong and fighting prophet appears to liberate our stolen land. Mandela, Mandela, our ties in you cannot destroy you, because we are Mandela, oh, Mandela, to inspire in the spirit of Mandela. Fighting bravely to our shore, Carter's reign will soon be over. And no man they have been slain, these heroes won't have died in vain. We will remember every name as we march on to victory. Fighting in the spirit of Mandela. Oh, Mandela. We are Nelson Mandela, and we are winning Mandela. When we are close to his ways, we are the martyrs of Sharpeville. We are the heroes of Soweto. We are the martyrs of Manga. Oh, Mandela. Oh, Mandela.
Music from the band All People Singers, whom I had the pleasure to know from Wolf Mountain Radio's activist days in Boston, Massachusetts, when we broadcasted on WMFO and WBRS back in the mid-1980s. One very special event we worked on together was a benefit evening featuring the National Tour of Solidarity to free Nelson Mandela and Leonard Peltier, a number of African National Congress and American Indian Movement speakers, as well as musicians, were touring U.S. cities in order to inform and educate people on the similar struggles to free Nelson Mandela and Native American political prisoner Leonard Peltier, who still remains in prison today in 2005. The other song we featured was from North American singer-songwriter Mitch Walking Elks on a song to Dr. Martin Luther King from Mitch's 1999 cassette entitled A Contribution to Peace. The name of that song was Footsteps of One Black African. I want to continue our program now by sharing a statement entitled, quote, "We are planted here, rooted in sacred mountain land," unquote. It is a translation of the words of a native Kalinga speaking to his tribe against the proposed Chico River Dam project. "I am proud to say that I spent nearly 3 years with the Mountain Kalinga Apayao people in what's now called the Philippines, while serving as a U.S. Peace Corps Environment Program Forestry and Watershed Advisor in the mid-1970s, I lived with and helped organize Kalinga Payao resistance to what at the time was one of the largest hydroelectric dam projects planned for Southeast Asia. I am the translator of this statement. Quote, all are dead or buried here, they must, for this where they spring from, Ting Lion Mountain. When one of our people drowns in the river and his body is carried downstream, why do we go all the way to the sea to bring back the bones of our people? Because the dead belong to their roots. They must come back to us, our mountains. Otherwise, their spirits will not find peace, and they will come back to haunt us. Now we are asked to allow our dead to be covered by the waters of the Chico River Dam. This is an impossible request. Separated from our dead, we will die. Our spirit and those of our ancestors are within this mountain place. We may as well remain here and drown in the same waters that will wipe them out forever and drown our land. The government assures us it will spare no effort nor expense to disinter the dead to remove their remains to a new and so-called better site. The government does not understand. The very land we live on, our mountains, is the dust of our fathers. The president assures us that the government will recompense us double whatever we lose in the destruction of our fields, our forests, our villages. Perhaps it will and can. But our Yukali, our culture, this cannot be replaced, and its loss will be our death as a people. We are steeped in this tradition from the soles of our feet to the crowns of our head. Essential to our Yukali are our Papatayan, our sacred forests. These cannot be transferred with us to the new relocation sites that the government speaks of. Will we leave our Yukali? No. We will not leave our mountain, our forest, our land. We will fight against the Chico River Dam Project. Unquote.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Reach a man, oh, tell me. Heaven is on the tier. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's a thought that Peter is gold. After story has never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light. You stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
We can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us troubling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
You're sick and tired of your easy schism game. Dinah, go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
Watch it, we go.
You are listening to Yatkidichi Native Center's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is global community radio.
Wolf Mountain Radio welcomes your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us by writing Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Once again, please feel free to contact us by writing to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Our email address is yatkitishi@earthlink.net. Our email address again is yatkitishie@earthlink.net. The music you heard prior to our Yatkidichi Native Center program identification was Bob Marley and the Wailers' classic song, Get Up, Stand Up for Your Rights. I want to again thank my program guest, Mr. Matthew Owatoki from Nigeria, for sharing his thoughts with us today. Meeting and knowing Earth Justice Warriors, such as my friend Matthew and others around the world, encourages me to continue working to defend Mother Earth and all the relations. Kinon Wontakwisin. The protection of our biosphere, peace, social and economic justice, providing health care and ending poverty and hunger are so needed in our world. I want to share a statement that exemplifies this. The statement is from a commentary I was honored to present as a U.S. Peace Corps representative at the third ministerial session of the United Nations World Food Council in 1977. Quote, as the world enters the last quarter of the 20th century, let us consider the future well-being of our planet. Facing the world community will be increasing population, natural resources scarcity, food shortages, environmental degradation, and economic disparities. By the year 2000, with the Earth's carrying capacity, the ability of ecological systems to sustain the multitudes of people be able to support a quality of life. As we ponder on the future, let us remember that there can be no real peace in the world so long as almost a billion people live in the helplessness of absolute poverty. There can be no enduring stability so long as so many nations remain dangerously vulnerable to economic uncertainty. There can be no meaningful security so long as the poorer countries remain unable to meet the development aspirations of their people. The most compelling of our challenges remains the plight of the world's poorest people, almost a billion of whom live on the borderline of human existence. This is unacceptable and intolerable to the world conscience. We must ensure that the poor have access to the most fundamental of human requirements, food, shelter, health care, clean water, fertile soil, forests, sustainable livelihoods, and education, things which all humans have a right to expect. We must recognize our international responsibility as citizens, sharing our precious planet Earth. Let me present Declaration 2 of the United Nations Declaration on the Environment, which I heard at the United Nations Stockholm Conference, June 1972. Quote, the protection and improvement of the human environment is a major issue which affects the well-being of peoples and economic development throughout the world. It is the urgent desire of the peoples of the whole world and the duty of all governments, unquote. Humankind must become more aware of the endangered state of our biosphere. Throughout the world, natural ecosystems are being damaged and destroyed. Humankind must appreciate and better understand the delicate and intricate biosphere in which we are all dependent. Within this century, the world is faced with serious and worsening environmental problems. Deforestation, desertification, soil erosion, hydrologic and atmospheric pollution are now vital issues of international concern. With the increasing pressure upon the diverse ecosystems of the world, it is essential that humankind act to restore the delicate ecological balance of our planet's natural ecosystems. Environmental stress due to increasing population, depletion of energy and natural resources, agricultural food shortages, and environmental degradation is seriously damaging our Earth's biosphere. In closing, I would like to reiterate the prophetic words of Article 6 of the United Nations Declaration on the Environment, which I heard at the UN Stockholm Conference, June 1972. Quote, "A point has been reached in history when we must shape our actions throughout the world with a more prudent care for the environmental consequences. Through ignorance or indifference, we can do massive and irreversible harm to the earthly environment on which our life and well-being depend. Conversely, through fuller knowledge and wiser action, we can achieve for ourselves and our posterity a better life and an environment more in keeping with human needs and hopes. To defend and improve the human environment for present and future generations has become an imperative goal for humankind, a goal to be pursued together with and in harmony with the established and fundamental goals for peace in worldwide economic and social justice." Unquote. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. We conclude our program with musician friends Tracy Chapman's song entitled The Rape of the World off her Elektra CD, New Beginnings. Until the next Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, this is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker, thanking you for listening to Native Radio. Aho, kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Of our birth, how can we stand aside and watch the rape of the world? It's the beginning of the end. Heinous of crimes. It's the deadliest of sins. Greatest violation of all time. Mother of us all. Of our birth, we all are witness to the rape of the world. You've seen her. Sunshine, hotter than ever. before. Mother of a song, place of our birth, we are a witness to the reap of the world. There is no glory, no honor in what results from the rape of the world. Mother of us all, place of our birth,
mother of a song.